USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The ceasefire in the Middle East has concluded, reigniting the conflict between Israel and Hamas after a seven-day pause that facilitated the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Initially, over 240 people were held hostage, with more than 136 still in captivity. The IDF reports that six hostages have been killed, but their bodies have not been released. Israel Defense Forces said Sunday that several of its soldiers were lightly injured as a result of an anti-tank missile being fired towards an IDF vehicle in Beit Hillel in northern Israel. The IDF said the injuries were caused by fragments and that the IDF identified several missiles launched in the Hardov area, some of which fell inside Lebanese territory. Its artillery was striking the source of the fire. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are cautioning Christmas shoppers this season about an ongoing gift card scam referred to as card draining.
Card draining. That's where thieves remove a gift card from the store shelves, gather its information, and then return it to the rack. Subsequently, when unsuspecting buyers purchase the compromised gift card, the thieves exploit the stolen card number and PIN codes to deplete its value. Authorities advise consumers to ensure the card is sealed and shows no signs of tampering. Make sure you keep your receipts, and in case of fraud, contact the company and take a picture of the card with its serial number and codes for reporting purposes.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Top military officials and experts are meeting at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California to talk about ways to combat global threats. Members of the Armed Services Committee are debating the $886 billion defense budget. Most of the Joint Chiefs are there, along with the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. And you can live stream the Reagan National Defense Forum online at their website or hashtag RND2023. New York Congressman George Santo has been removed from office. Laura Winters has the details.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues in a 311-114 vote.
A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Terskak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to the Mexican Mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Terskak expressed the intention to kill Chauvin had correctional officers not intervened promptly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.